What up, what up, what up? It's your man Dre Day. I would say you're tuned into a brand new episode, but I'm not gonna make this an episode. I'ma basically call this an interlude. This is gonna be something real short and simple. No segments, you know, just me talking, me having a little conversation. Today it goes down. ALCS, it starts tonight. My Yankees against the Houston Astros, a rematch from 2 years ago where we lost 4-3. Basically, once this season started, when I gave my predictions, I said it would be us and them in the ALCS. Unfortunately, my National League Championship Series was messed up. Thank you, Dodgers, for choking. But my American League one, I had that one correct from the beginning of the season. And I said it would be us, the Yankees, against the Houston Astros. And now it has come to fruition. The Astros was the only team that I was concerned with. The Houston Astros was the only team that I was worried about. And now we're about to go up against them. And it's not going to be an easy series by any stretch of the imagination. I know it's not. I know it's not. And I'm ready for that. But for me, the key for us to win this series, we cannot do what we did in 2017. We can't just win our 3 games at home. We can't. We can't do that. They have the home field advantage. They got game one and they got game two. We got to get one of those games. We got to get one of them. That's the only way this series is going to work in our favor is if we can still one in their house. It's not going to be easy, though. They had the best home record in Major League Baseball, 60-21. It's not easy to play there. If you're a road team, it is not easy to play there. And it just intensifies when it's postseason time. So, and the fact that it's going to be us there, that crowd is going to be even more amped up. They're going to be even more, you know, intense because they're going up against the Yankees. Like, there's Yankee fans everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just call it what it is. You know, unfortunately, like football, there's Cowboys fans everywhere. You know, basketball, it's Lakers fans everywhere. For some reason, there's Knicks fans everywhere. For that, I truly don't understand. I can't get that through the life of me. But you get where I'm going. So in baseball, it's Yankees fans everywhere. I'm sure there's baseball fans that are Yankee. I'm sure there's baseball fans that are Yankee fans in Houston, Texas. That's going to be packing, you know, that stadium. So the Astro fans are going to be even more worked up. They're going to be even more wild up. So for me, in my honest opinion, in order for this series to work, in order for us to win this series, I mean, I still got us winning. Don't get me wrong. I still got us winning. I'm holding hope that we take this in 6 games. But in order for my prediction to go right, in order for it to go right, we got to get one of these games at home. We got to get one of them at home. When we played them in 2017, we lost both games in their house, game one and game two. We came back to our house and won all 3 games. We defended home field. We went back there, game six, lost game six. Then we lost game seven. We was 0-4 on the road in that series. We can't let that happen this time around. We got to get a game in that stadium. And the best game to do it would be either game one or game two. Reason being, Gerrit Cole is not pitching. He's not pitching. He was their best pitcher all season. All season. Zach Greinke, he's going for game one. We can get to him. Okay, we can get to him. I'm not saying that he's a scrub. He's definitely an elite pitcher. He's probably their second best pitcher on that roster. Verlander is probably third. Gerrit Cole is by far the best pitcher on that team. We ain't got to play him to game three. All right, we ain't got to play him to game three. So it's very important that we get one of these games on the road. We cannot go home down 0-2. We just can't do it. We can't do it. And I won't allow it. You know what I'm saying? I know that sounds crazy, but listen, with my voice and with all my posters that I be seeing, the Yankees got to see what I'm writing. They got to see what I'm writing. They got to be inspired by that. We cannot go home down 0-2. If we go home 0-2, see me, I don't usually do the whole 0-2, the series is over, because a lot can change when you go home. A lot can change. But if we go home 0-2 and we got to play this man in game three, certain teams, when you play them, when you go against certain pitchers, you already know that's an L. That's an L right there. That's a loss. This dude can't be beat. He's unbeatable. That's how Gerrit Cole is looking right now. So it's very important that we get either game one or game two. We got Tanaka pitching game one. I thought it was going to be James Paxton. I thought Aaron Boone would go back to the original format since we had all those days off, you know, after us sweeping the Minnesota Twins. I thought he would keep that same format. He flipped it. Tanaka's going to pitch game one. James Paxton's going to pitch game two. And Luis Severino was going to pitch game three. Tanaka, hear me. Listen to me. I need you to show up. I need you to show out. See, you showed out at home against the Twins. Your record at home was good. Your record on the road was the one that was the problem. You are 0-1 with a 5.73 ERA in four games in Houston. And all your four starts in Houston, you are 0-1 with a 5.73 ERA average. Now, you do have history with Houston in the playoffs. Again, 2017, you lost game one, and then you went back and we won game five, and you got the victory for that. We are going to need a top-notch performance from you, Tanaka, in order for this to work. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about this. We need you to have a bona fide night. It's not going to be easy, though, because, again, that crowd gets riled up. They get one hit, and the crowd goes off the wall. So, you know, I need your nerves to be there. You know, don't get too fidgety. Don't hit nobody. You know what I'm saying? We need that we need that splitter to be something crazy. Like, we need that split pitch to be top notch tonight. James Paxton, you pitching game two against Justin Verlander. Listen, this is what we brought you here for. We brought you here for the postseason. You did your duty. You handled your business in game one in the ALDS against the Twins. We needed to step up even more now because you did good in the regular season, especially towards the end of the season. You did good. Now is where you earn your stripes, your pinstripes, that is. Right now, we need you to go out there in game two and show out. Listen, all I need us to do is to get one game at home. One game at home. Believe me, I'll take both of them. Shit, if we can go home 2-0, I'll take that too. But I honestly, in my honest opinion, as a true Yankee fan, as an objective Yankee fan, I just don't see that happening. I have too much respect for this Astros team. Too much respect. I don't like them right now because we're going against them, and I want revenge for 2 years ago. But this team, come on. This team is championship contention, okay? They are a championship contender. Not to just get there, but to win. So I have that respect for them. You know what I'm saying? They got that little dwarf, Jose Altuve, who can ball his ass off. George Springer, Alex Bregman, Josh Reddick, Correa, Bantley. They got a hell of a squad over there. Top-notch squad. One of the best squads in baseball, obviously, because they got home field advantage throughout the whole playoffs. Their pitching rotation, like I just said, is amazing. You know what I'm saying? Their bullpen is top-notch. In fact, their bullpen has a better ERA average than ours. We supposed to have the best bullpen in baseball, which we do, but the Astros on a stat, like statistic wise, as far as ERA goes, their bullpen has a lesser ERA average than ours. Osuna, who's the closer, Will Harris, Ryan Pressly. Like they got like they got a nice little bullpen over there. So that's something to be concerned with as well. Our bullpen. Ottavino, Chad Green, Breton, Chapman. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need, like, we're going to need y'all to be top notch. We are going to need you guys to be at your best. Because chances are, being as the ALCS, our starters is probably going to get 6 innings of work. Depending on how great their performance is, you're probably going to get about 6 innings of work. And then after that, we turn it over to the bullpen. So, again, it is very crucial. It is very important for us. Yankee fans, hear me. Hear me out. Hear your boy when I say this. We have to win one of these games this weekend. We got to split it. We cannot go home 0-2. We cannot go home 0-2. If we go home 0-2, we are in trouble. We are in deep shit. All right? We are in deep shit if we go home 0-2. We got to get the Zach Greinke. We got to get the Justin Verlander. And not only do we got to get to them, our pitchers, Tanaka and James Paxton, they got to do their thing. They got to do their thing. Because for a lot of people, got game 3 as a loss for us. A lot of people. Even though we're going to be at home and we got one of the best records in baseball, we're going up against Gerrit Cole. He's basically unbeatable. If you remember a few years ago, for you baseball fans, Cliff Lee, when he used to play for, I think it was the Texas Rangers, when he was at his best, I don't even know if he was in his prime, but in the postseason time, that dude was a beast. When you went up against him in the postseason, it was a guaranteed loss. Oh, whoa, who's pitching? Cliff Lee? Oh, that's an L. That's how people feel about Gerrit Cole. And rightfully so. He's been kicking ass all season. So this is nothing new. He's a Cy, he's potentially, you know, AL Cy Young winner. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like, you know, this happened overnight. He's been doing this all season. So for a lot of people, when he pitches, it's an L. Like, just mark it on your calendar. Your team's losing because he's pitching. So it's very important that we get one of these games at home this weekend. It is very crucial that we get either game 1 or 2. Me personally, I'm picky. I want both of them. But I'm also objective and I'm also a realist. I don't see us winning both of these games in Houston. I just don't. I would love it, but I just don't see it. So with that being said, it's very crucial. It's very important that we walk away going back home on Tuesday to the stadium tied 1-1. We cannot go home 0-2. If we do, I will be highly concerned. Highly concerned. Concerned more than waiting for a pregnancy test. That's how more concerned I'll be, you know what I'm saying? If you know what I'm saying, if we go home 0-2, you know what I'm saying? But you know, having said all of that, you know what I'm saying, to my squad, DJ LeMahieu, Aaron Judge, Didi, Gary Sanchez, Brett Gardner, Stanton, Torres, Gio, and Carcia. Dang, I know I'm gonna say this dude name wrong. He's Dominican. I'm trying to pronounce his name. I know his first name is Edwin. Edwin Encarnacion, something like that. I know I'm gonna say it wrong. But y'all know who I'm talking about, goddammit. Y'all know who the fuck I'm talking about. I need y'all bats to be alive. I need them to be alive. Now, I know it's going to be tough. Again, Houston is a tough place to play. Judge, you have a history of choking there. We don't need that this year. We need you to step up. Stanton, this is your time. This is the reason why we brought you here. It's time for you to step up. It's time for you to step up, Stanton. Sanchez, you got to right the wrong for 2 years ago. Remember that play at home plate where you dropped the ball and the runner was safe? If you'd have caught that ball and kept it in your hands, we might have went to the World Series. But that right there fucked it up and it forced the game 7. I didn't forget that. You got to right that wrong. Didi, continue to have your, continue doing your thing. Continue the momentum. What you did in the Minnesota series, bring it on in this series, baby. Gleyber Torres, you are the future of this team. You are the future of this team. Keep it going, baby. Keep it going. Gio, you my man. Let's go. Let's get it popping. DJ LeMayo. As a Yankee fan, I like to say you're an MVP candidate, but in reality, I don't see you winning it. But I will say you were the MVP of this team because of your consistency all season. You came out of nowhere. I ain't know who the fuck you was. Now I know who you are. So salute to you. I need you to step up. And again, like I said, the pitching rotation. We gotta get one of these wins. I can't say it enough. We gotta get either game 1 or game 2. We cannot go home 0-3. It is very pivotal. It is very important that we go home on Tuesday. Well, we play on Tuesday. It's important that we be 1-1 going into game 3. We cannot go home 0-2. If not, we in deep shit. Deep shit. Deep shit. We can't have that happen. So, that's it for this. So, before I go, I just gotta say it. Go Yankees. Go Yankees. Go, go, go Yankees. All right, it's a wrap. Your boy gotta go. Just wanted to drop that little bonus episode or interlude real quick. Again, the American League Championship Series, it starts tonight. In fact, for the people out there that don't know the time of the game, let me find out for y'all. Hold on a second. Let me get it together. You know what I mean? I know the National League Championship Series started yesterday. Anibal Sanchez, Albriel Sanchez, however you say his name, dude almost had a no hitter. You know what I mean? So, that was somewhat of a good look. But the American League Championship Series, it goes down tonight. 8:00 on Fox, know what I mean? So, for all of y'all out there that are baseball fans that are interested in seeing this American League Championship Series, bam, it goes down tonight. Game 1 on Fox, 8:00, New York Yankees, Houston Astros, rematch of 2017. And this season, they beat us 4-3 in the regular season. So they beat us 4-3 in the regular season, and they beat us 2 years ago in the ALCS 4-3. But this year, let's right the wrong. Listen, 8 more wins to go, Yankees. 8 more wins. I can't express this enough. I want my championship parade. I want my championship parade. And we are 8 wins away, but we got to take baby steps. We're 4 wins away from the World Series. Let's make it happen. So again, before I go, Tanaka, Paxton, Yankees bullpen, Chapman, if we can get to you. Batters, let me say our names again. LeMayo, Judge, Didi, Sanchez, Gardner, Stanton, Torres, Gio, Edwin, L. Encarnacion. Yes, I think that's how you said it. I think that's how you say it. I need y'all to step up this game. I need y'all to step up game 2. We cannot go home 0-2. We got to go home split. So make it happen. Make it happen. So yeah, that's all I got to say about that. So again, it's a wrap for this little bonus episode or interlude, whichever one you want to call it. Again, thank you for everybody that's been supporting the podcast, listening to it, sharing it. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support. I appreciate all the messages that I've been getting in DMs. from people telling me that, you know, which segments they like, that they can tell that I know what I'm talking about. I'm very objective, and I'm a huge fan of sports. I appreciate it. It just makes me, you know, go even harder in the paint. That you know the catchphrase that they say. So I thank you. I appreciate y'all. So yeah, when you hear this, because the game actually happens tonight, you know what I'm saying? So this bad boy will be dropped later on when you hear it. You know what I'm saying? So again, thank you all for the support. Thank you all for the love. You can go on the social media pages to check out the podcast. The links are in the bios on Facebook, Dre Day, Instagram, Dre Day 1985, or the podcast page, Sportswear with Dre Day Podcast. On Twitter is Dre Day 1985. And the podcast, Sportswear with Dre Day Podcast, is streaming on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, a couple of streaming platforms that your boy, you know what I'm saying, that your boy is on. So again, you know, I just had to do this real quick because game one is tonight. I had to have, you know, a conversation with my Yankees real quick. You know, I had my letter to the Yankees a few episodes ago, and that worked because we wound up sweeping the Twins. So I guess you can say, you know, this is, you know, letter to my Yankees part two. You know what I mean? So your boy got to go. Your boy got to get ready for work. So I just wanted to do that real quick. So again, thank you. Thank you for the support. Have a great weekend. Have a blessed weekend. Stay safe. And in closing, y'all know how this goes. This has been another episode with Sportswear with Dre Day Podcast. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless. Stay blessed. Peace and love. Your boy is signing out.